Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company Limited's earnings conference call with media for the quarter ended December 31st, 2025. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nimesh Shah, MD and CEO of ICICI Prudential AMC Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A warm welcome to our first earnings conference call as a listed company. With me on the call today are my colleagues Navin Agarwal, who's the CFO of the company, Amar Shah, who's the Chief Business Officer of the company, Abhijit Shah, who's the Chief Marketing and Digital Business Officer of the company, and Harshil Sanghvi, who heads investor relations. All of us are there to address the questions following our opening remarks. If I talk about the industry, the mutual fund industry has seen a robust growth over the last five years, with the industry AUM growing threefold. The industry's quarterly average asset under management grew by 18.1% year-on-year and 5% sequentially in Q3 of financial 2026, and it has reached 81 trillion rupees. Equity and equity-oriented quarterly average AUM, which commands the largest pie in the overall mutual fund industry, increased by 16.7% year-on-year and 5.3% quarter-on-quarter to 44 trillion rupees. The industry witnessed net flows of 1.8 trillion rupees during the quarter. The equity category continued to be at the forefront, attracting the net inflow of 1.1 trillion rupees. The SIP contribution for the month of December 2025 amounted to 31,002 crores, as compared to 29,361 crores and 26,459 crores in the month of September 2025 and December 2024, respectively. In the debt segment, quarterly average AUM grew by 21% year-on-year and 2.3% quarter-on-quarter to 13.4 trillion rupees. Passive quarterly average AUM grew by 23% year-on-year and 9.5% sequentially to 13.5 trillion rupees. Industry saw an increase of unique customers reaching 59 million, which represents an increase of 12.1% year-on-year and 3.4% as compared to the previous quarter. I now hand over the call to Harshil for covering the performance of our company.
Thank you, Nimesh. Good evening, everyone. For the quarter ended December 2025, our total mutual fund quarterly average AUM reached 10.8 trillion rupees, which is up by 6.1% sequentially and 23.2% year-on-year, thereby maintaining our position as the second-largest AMC with a market share of 13.3%. As of December 31st, 2025, we continue to have the largest market share of 13.5% in active schemes with a quarterly average AUM of 9.1 trillion rupees, reflecting an increase of 5.2% as compared to the previous quarter and 20.6% YoY. As of December 2025, we continue to have the largest market share in equity and equity-oriented schemes of 13.8%, with a quarterly average AUM of 6.1 trillion rupees. This reflects an increase of 7.3% quarter-on-quarter and 23.6% year-on-year. The quarterly average AUM of our equity-oriented hybrid schemes amounted to 2.1 trillion rupees, with the largest market share of 26.3% as of December 31st, 2025. This reflects an increase of 9% QoQ and 26.8% year-on-year. These market positions serve as a testament to our ongoing commitment to achieving risk-adjusted returns for our customers. In the debt segment, our quarterly average AUM stood at 2 trillion rupees, reflecting a growth of 18.9% year-on-year and 2.7% as compared to the previous quarter. Our passive quarterly average AUM reached 1.7 trillion rupees, representing a growth of 39.4% YoY and 10.8% sequentially. For nine months ended December 2025, our margins on an annualized basis stand at 67 basis points for equity, 32 basis points for debt, 12 basis points for liquid, 9 basis points for passives, and 30 basis points for arbitrage. We have a unique customer base of 16.2 million as of December 31st, 2025. In December 2025, our systematic transactions, which includes SIP and systematic transfer plans, increased by 4.9% to 50.37 billion rupees, which is up from 48.03 billion rupees in September 2025. This also marks a 18.6% rise compared to 42.47 billion rupees in December 2024. Notably, 95.7% of our total mutual fund purchase transactions were executed across digital platforms for the 9 months ended December 2025. Our distribution mix of equity schemes quarterly average AUM is as follows, with direct representing 28%, mutual fund distributors representing 37.3%, ICICI Bank contributing 8.1%, other banks at 11.1%, and national distributors accounting for 15.5%. Notably, our net flows market share in equity schemes exceeds our AUM market share. We have also received approvals to launch specialized investment funds under the brand ICIF, pursuant to which we are launching 2SIF. Our long-term strategy for mutual fund is to 1. Maintain focus on investment performance with a risk-calibrated approach. 2. We would continue to focus on retail growth specifically through systematic transactions. 3. Expand our customer base through distinct initiatives, increase penetration in existing and new markets, and strengthen relationships with our distributors. 4. Leverage our technology and scale digital capabilities to drive customer acquisition and enhance customer experience. Now let's move to our alternates business, which comprises equity-focused PMS and alternative investment funds with strategies comprising private credit, long-only equities, office yield, and real estate funds. For the December quarter end, our alternates quarterly average AUM stood at 752.8 billion rupees. Within alternates, our PMS quarterly average AUM grew by 7.5% sequentially and 22.6% YOY to 272.81 billion rupees. Our AIF quarterly average AUM of 159.09 billion reflects a sequential growth of 8.6% and 40% year on year. For 9 months ended December 2025, the gross yield on our alternates business was 1.99%, and the net yield, that is after reducing the fees and commission expense attributable to the alternates business, was 97 basis points. These yields are on analyzed basis. We have established retail FME branch presence in GIFT City. This expansion will enable us to launch retail schemes, exchange traded funds, alternative investment funds, PMS and advisory services for clients within IFSC GIFT City. We would also like to share an update. We have established presence in DIFC Dubai and have received requisite approval to commence operations. This will help us to effectively serve the investment needs of NRIs and international investors across the Middle East. I now hand over the call to Naveen Agarwal for covering the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Ashil. Good evening, everyone. I'll talk about the financial performance for the quarter ended December 2025. Our operating revenue stood at 15.15 billion rupees, representing a growth of 23.5% year-on-year and 6.7% sequentially. Our other income was recorded at 1.09 billion rupees. Operating expenses stood at 4.05 billion rupees, which was an increase of 8.5% year-on-year and 0.6% Q-on-Q. Our operating profit before tax, which indicates the core profitability of the business, has reached 11.10 billion rupees. This represents a 30% increase year-on-year and 9.1% rise compared to the previous quarter. Profit after tax stood at 9.17 billion rupees, which is up by 45.1% year-on-year and 9.8% quarter-on-quarter. Return on equity for the 9 month ended December 2025 is at 87.9% on an annualized basis. Additionally, the board of directors have declared an interim dividend of 14.85 rupees per share. For 9 months ended December 2025, our overall yield and net yield on annualized basis stood at 52 basis points and 48 basis points respectively. Net yield is arrived at after reducing fees and commission expenses on alternates, which is shown as an expense item in the P&L. For 9 months ended December 2025, our operating margin stood at 37 basis points as compared to 35 basis points for 9 months ended December 2024 on an annualized basis. As of December 31, 2025, our employee strength is at 3,522. Thank you for your attention. I look forward to discussing our performance if need be. With this, we can go to the Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our first question is from the line of Prashant Mahesh from Economic Times. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. What kind of numbers are you expecting from the SIF business?
So, the two products which we will be launching on SIF, the NFO will happen in 2 days' time. We are not putting any number out as to what is the number that we're going to raise from it. Let's see what's the response to those products from the market.
The whole idea of launching these products is that you, when you have the AUM that you have, whatever be the amount, once you start managing it nicely, properly in the investor's interest, over a period of time, all our funds have grown over a period of time, but the initial amount is not that important. It depends on the market outlook at that point of time.
Okay. In the sense, I was asking how big a business do you expect it to be for you in the next 1 or 2 years? Could you throw some color on that?
This one should see this as a long-term, this one. I am not looking at it as a short-term 1 or 2 years. Let us show performance for 2-3 years first, and then we'll see over how the whole category spans out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Kundan Kishore from Outlook Publishing India. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is on the future growth. Sir, where do you see the next phase of growth coming from for your fund house and overall mutual fund industry?
See, the industry, if you see the last 3 years, last 5 years, last 2 years, last 1 year, the industry has been growing well. Right, it is very difficult. So one thing is clear that if the number of where we were 10 years back as an industry, where we were 5 years back, the growth has been very good in the past. The good thing is that the investors also have had a good experience over a long time. If you meet any investor who has spent 3 years in our fund or 5 years in the fund, he has had a good experience. So a growing industry, as financialization of savings can be seen in this industry very well. As the industry keeps growing, it is very difficult to give out a number for the future as to what the future would be. We focus on that within whatever the industry grows, how do we as a company gain from it, right? So that is the focus, that how do we work on the growth that is happening. Till now, we have grown in line with the industry, and in future also, that will be our endeavor, that we focus on our growth in line with the industry.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Devyani from Network 18. Please go ahead.
Right. So, sir, if I could understand, you mentioned that you opened a new subsidiary in Dubai, right? A new office in Dubai. What is the expected opportunity out here?
So what we have in Dubai is a branch office. It's not a subsidiary. It's effectively, you must see this as another outlet from which we can serve customers. There's a large Indian diaspora NRI community. Dubai also acts as a hub for a larger Middle East. And we would be able to serve our customers who are existing and who might want to invest in our products through our presence there. So it just brings us closer to our customers by being present in Dubai.
All right, so thank you. But is there some can you quantify the kind of opportunity that you can expect from this particular new branch office?
As I said, the Indian diaspora in the entire Middle East is a very large diaspora. Hence, we have seen their interest in investing in India from past. So we expect with our presence there that we should be able to reach out to a large population, Indian population and otherwise as well. And we'll see how this translates into business over a period of time. It's very difficult to quantify a number.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Anisha Kumar from Moneycontrol. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted two clarifications. One thing, you said that you just, in the response to SIF, you said that the NFO is being in the next 2 days. This is for which fund exactly? And second, I want to know about your GIFT City plan, sir.
So our SIF NFO would be for two products. First one is, X100 mid-cap and small-cap strategy, and the other would be long-short in the hybrid. And with respect to GIFT City, we have a branch in the GIFT City. As you know, the opportunity in GIFT City is twofold. One is with respect to NRIs investing from overseas into India, and also with respect to any outward investment from here. We are evaluating both opportunities. We are in the process of raising money for an inbound fund out of our GIFT City branch, and we'll scale this up over a period of time. On the SIF, maybe if I can add to what I said earlier, if you know from SEBI, there are six categories under which we can launch the product. There are two funds, as I mentioned, that we would be launching. In the first fund, which is a X100, the focus would be to invest in the mid-cap and the small-cap stocks. And in the second fund, which is on the hybrid long-short, it's a long-short fund under the hybrid category as approved by SEBI, which would be investing as per the mandate of allowed by the SEBI.
Just to add to what Naveen said, on the SIF side, as these both products, one is a mid-cap, small-cap or ex-top 100 oriented fund and second is hybrid fund. As you would be aware that SIF as a category also allows use of derivatives for the purpose of hedging, for the purpose of taking directional calls. So I think it's a differentiated category and a differentiated product from a conventional mutual fund. And, these are the two products where we would think that, it can be a differentiated space for the customers to invest on the SIF side.
Thank you. Just one more. So I wanted to just also know with regards to mutual fund regulation overhaul. So the it was not as bad as maybe what we were expecting earlier. But has some kind of estimation been done in terms of what it would mean for ICICI now? with the, all the changes in PR and all that?
Yeah, so you're referring to the recent circular by the SEBI. I believe, you know, if I have to put it, you know, summarize, the way you should see it is there are three main components to that circular. One is with respect to the exit load, the 5 basis points. The second one is with respect to the cut in the expenses. And the third are the rationalization of the brokerage limit that has been happened. Against the cut in the TER slab rates, there is an allowance which has been given on account of GST. As you can imagine, depending on the size of the respective fund, the impact would be different. The large size fund might have a bigger impact as compared to the smaller size fund. We are working to see how all of this would work out and how we can rationalize the impact. And, you know, over a period of time, we can communicate more about that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. We have no further questions at this time, ladies and gentlemen. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, we have an entry into the question queue. We have a question from the line of Devyani from Network 18. Please go ahead.
To what extent have we been able to pass on the change in regulations, the impact of it? To what extent have we been able to pass it on to, let's say, distributors or the likes?
So this is effective 1st of April.
My apologies, but to what extent are we looking to, have there been any conversations that have started?
No, as I said, we would be working on this. We still have time and we'll closer to the implementation date, we would have more clarity on this.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for participating today in the call. I wish you a good evening. Thanks from the company team here.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Prudential AMC Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.